AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Several people have been questioned after shots were fired during a gay pride event yesterday evening in San Francisco. Police say people scattered when the shots rang out after a concert at the Civic Center. A 64-year-old man, a bystander, was shot in the arm. Investigators say the shooting happened when an argument between several young men escalated. More than 500 people have been hurt. 8 are in critical condition with severe burns when theatrical powder used in a music show somehow exploded after being thrown into the crowd of spectators at a Taiwan water park. Hundreds of police and federal agents continue to search the woods of upstate New York looking for escaped prison inmate David Sweat. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says Sweat has the option to surrender.
That'll be his choice, you know, the same as it was Matt's. If he is willing to surrender to law enforcement, then we'll place him in handcuffs and we'll bring him back into custody. If he chooses to resist or chooses not to comply, then the results are his.
Fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed in a confrontation with law officers on Friday. They both escaped more than 3 weeks ago. A 17-year-old boy was airlifted to a Norfolk, Virginia hospital after being attacked by a shark in the waters off North Carolina's Outer Banks. AP Skip Foreman tells us more.
There was no immediate indication as to how far he was offshore, although some media outlets are reporting that he was no more than 3 feet of water when the attack occurred. We also know that he was swimming with friends at the time of the attack, but none of the friends was hurt.
Back on Friday, a North Carolina man was bitten on his back and leg, and another man was also attacked by a shark near Hilton Head, South Carolina. Both men were treated for non-life-threatening injuries from those two attacks. This is AP Radio News. Federal and state investigators looking into a fire that destroyed a predominantly black church in South Carolina. Investigators say the deliberately set fires also caused damage to predominantly black churches in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Macon, Georgia. In Charleston, funerals were held for Cynthia Hurd, Tywanza Sanders, and Susie Jackson. 3 of the 9 Emmanuel AME shooting victims, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I've struggled through all of these funerals because this happened on my watch. And what I can tell you is, we will make this right. We will make this right. They will not have died in vain.
Later today, the funeral for DePayne Middleton doctor will be held at Emmanuel AME. The two people arrested for pulling down the Confederate flag on the Capitol grounds in Columbia, South Carolina, have been freed on bond. The pair face misdemeanor charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.